Japan is sending out an urgent please explain over the subs contract. The defence minister says he was called yesterday and told that the Japanese bid hadn't been successful. He says the decision is deeply regrettable. It's come as a surprise across government and industry in Japan. At one stage, there was speculation in both countries that Tony Abbott had given his Japanese counterpart assurances about the contract. If so, his downfall as prime minister may have been a turning point. Rachel Mealy reports from Tokyo.
Australia's submarine contract was once a sure thing for Japan, so its loss has hit hard. The former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott and his Japanese counterpart Shinzo Abe shook hands over the deal in 2014. But when Tony Abbott was ousted from the top job, the gentleman's agreement went with him. Japan formally entered the competitive evaluation process midway through last year. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has told the 7:30 report the decision over the contract won't affect the relationship between the two countries, and he's spoken to Shinzo Abe about the decision.
In all of my discussions with Prime Minister Abe, including the most recent one, each of us shared our unwavering commitment to our strong, special strategic partnership with Japan, which will become stronger in the years ahead.
Nonetheless,
and part of that is our trilateral
relationship
with the United States.
The Japanese have put out a statement to say that this decision is deeply regrettable.
Well, it is. We can clearly understand their disappointment at not being successful in the competitive evaluation process.
It was the Defence Minister, Gen Nakatani, who described the decision as deeply regrettable. He's been reported as saying he'll ask Australia why its design wasn't chosen. In the post-mortem being carried out in Tokyo, the influential defence commentator, retired Vice Admiral Yoji Koda, said Japan's late entry could have counted against the bid.
Japan was from the beginning a kind of late comer. In other words, Japan started joining this race sometime in summer last year. So maybe the time for Japan to prepare is too short to make it.
The Japanese government had entered the race with two private partners, Mitsubishi Heavy and Kawasaki Heavy Industries. Today, Mitsubishi Heavy Industries hit out at the Japanese government for its handling of the bid. It is deeply regrettable that Japan's capabilities were not sufficiently conveyed, which has led to the result announced today, it said. A number of people who were party to Japan's bid have also suggested it was a little amateurish. This was the first defence contract Japan had ever bid for. Until 2 years ago, the post-World War II constitution prevented the nation from exporting arms. Commentators have suggested Japan's bid team didn't market themselves with the same polish as the French and German teams. For his part, the former Prime Minister Tony Abbott says he's confident Australia's special relationship with Japan will withstand the disappointment. This is Rachel Mealy in Tokyo for PM.